Hello everyone! 皆さんどうもこんにちは。外資系裏技英語、今週もよろしくお願いします。石井てるみです。そして
Hello, I'm BJ Fox. How are you going, Terunomi?
Good!
Yeah?
うん、まあまあだね。How's it going, BJ?
It is going wonderfully.
What happened?
I'm just in a good mood. You know, I always get excited when we have a guest.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
We're having a wonderful guest again.
Another new guest. What I think's funny about Gaishike Urawaza Eigo is mm-hmm. that it started out as essentially a comedy project for me and you.
そうだったの?
I think so. Like,
まあまあまあコメディかける、まあ、ちょっとユースフォーなものの掛け合わせみたいなものを最初は狙ってましたよ。
Yeah, but it's grown and grown and grown.
いい感じに、まあ、ちょっとね、聞いてくださる方も増えててありがたいですよね。
Yeah, and I feel sometimes like we're touching people's lives.
そんなに?
I do.
本当?
We get nice messages.
あ、そうか。じゃあもうすごい影響、いい影響を与えられてるといいよね。
Yeah, people write in and say, the Urawazas, 本当にためになる。They're really good. And when I read those comments, I'm like, really?
You're suspicious.
I'm like, are they really helping? But that's wonderful to hear, isn't it?
いや、そうよ。外資系で働いてるとか、外国で働いている日本人の方で、こう周りの上司とかが実はこういう裏技をいっぱい使ってるのに気づいたなんていう、ツイッターでメッセージを送ってくれた人もいましたよ。
But also recently, we've been receiving some inquiries that I feel that we can't answer by ourselves, Terumi.
BJ と私がハンドリングできない質問が届いていると、あらあら。
About looking for jobs.
はは、仕事を探してる？まあ英語での仕事をしたいみたいな、そういった問い合わせかな？
Maybe not. Yeah, or like maybe looking for a job that uses English, or maybe looking for a job in 外資系. And because we've got our own backgrounds and every example is probably different, it's kind of hard to answer.
そうね。まあ英語使って仕事したいとか、将来海外で働きたいっていう人はたくさんいますけれども、我々そこら辺そんなにあまり詳しくないからね。
And also, if you give the wrong advice, you could、
oh.
ruin someone's life.
いや、本当よ。責任重大よね。ちょっと無責任なこと言えない。
So we received a specific question,、
okay.
and we decided that instead of taking responsibility for ourselves、mm-hmm. in a very true Japanese business style, we are going to pass on the sekinin to someone else.
責任転嫁ってやつですか?
Yes.
はい。
We're going to give the responsibility to a 外資系 expert.
Wow! 外資系 の, その仕事周りでのエキスパートの方、まあだからその就職関連でのプロの方に来ていただいてるんですね、
So we've invited Yuko Kono from 仕事英語 .biz and she is a business English personal trainer. She's got 25 year career working for 外資系 Terumi.
25年 ?25 年前は外資系企業があったのか、まああったでしょうけど。もうだってもう黎明期みたいな。だって外資系企業って今では very popular、yeah. right? 外資系企業 but なんか way back like 25 years ago we didn't I don't think I knew the word すごいですね、プロ中のプロの方じゃないですか
and not small companies we're talking some big names like Morgan Stanley、
Ooh.
Do you know Siemens the German electronics company
wow、
and most importantly and very relevant to what we're going to talk about today、
uh-huh.
is she worked in HR recruiting、uh-huh. so
はい
shall we meetKono-san?
Yes!
Let's do it. Kono-san, what shall I call you today?
Call me just Yuko.
Yuko.
Yuko-san. Yuko.
Yuko.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming onto our podcast.
ね、本当今日ありがとうございます。お忙しい中来ていただいて。I'm very happy. いや、本当こんなベテランの方のね、お話聞けるなんて…しかもずっと25年も外資系企業で働いてらっしゃった。
そうです。
Is it true?
はい。
すごい。だって25年前ってまだその外資系っていう言葉でもそんな
もうね、ポピュラーだったんだけれども。
あ、ポピュラーでした。
うん、
あ、そうですか。そうですか。そうですか。
What do you call 外資系 in English?、
That depends on how many countries the company covers. Sometimes I call them multinational companies、
okay.
or 外資系 foreign company.
Just foreign companies.
Foreign companies か。Okay. なるほど、なるほど。
So 25 year career, you're now an English personal trainer, business English personal trainer.
Right.
That's 25 years. Could you summarize in 90 seconds?
Okay.
90秒って言われちゃうとね、緊張しちゃいますよね。すいませんね。Could be exceeding it.
Okay, that's
and I worked for the companies for 30 years.
Okay.
Out of it, for 25 years, mainly served as a staff in recruiting and development,
okay.
Mainly for pharmaceutical and medical device industries.
What would that be? 医療関係?
医療関係.
製薬会社とかですか。製薬会社、医療機器.
And in the remaining 5 years, I served as a bilingual secretary.
Okay.
And studying at the University of London in psychology, master's degree for my expertise.
Okay. Yeah, so you lived in London?
Wow.
I'm from London. Which part of London did you live in?
South East. Because I was in the student hall.
Okay.
Very bimbo deshita.
South East wa bimbo nano?
No.
Watashi ga bimbo.
BJ wa South East. I am,
but I'm from North West.
Ah. 真逆やん?
Yeah, exactly. What would South East would be kind of like Chiba.
Maybe could be possible.
Whereas I'm kind of more from Hachioji.
I was situated in the New Cross.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
So, right after graduating from the university, I joined the Japanese company as an assistant trainer in human resources. But in 3 years, I decided to be bilingual, looking for the future.
まず会社に入って3年後にバイリンガルになろうと思いました。思いました。From zero, but I was
comfortable about the general conversation when you make a trip overseas.
But I
was not confident about business English.
Okay.
So I joined to the British language school, International Language Center. It's withdrawn from Japan already.
Okay.
But that's famous, high-quality school. And you know the Prince Hiro, our current Tenno Emperor, learned English before he went to Cambridge. Oxford.
Oxford, excuse me.
And in 3 years, after getting becoming bilingual, I started working for Morgan Stanley and Baxter in my 30s.
Okay.
And after that, I went to London.
Okay. Can I stop you there? That's really inspiring to think, because often when we talk about people learning English, you're thinking about students, you're thinking about maybe high school students. But you actually made that decision mid-career.
Yeah.
I think that's quite inspiring that you can change like that.
It was a rare case in those days.
レアでした、やっぱり。学校に通って習ったんですか?それともそこで働いて?
I was one of the staff to take care of my colleague from the UK.
Ah, so you didn't study English. You started to use English.
Using English.
At workplace. なるほど.
So you actually put yourself
in the... So being paid salary and learn English for free.
There's a great book, which we won't talk about, called 4-Hour Work Week. And it's a really good... One of the concepts there is if you want to do something, get paid to do it. You know, if you want to learn how to run a bar, first work in a bar and just get the education paid. Anyway, we should talk about that book at another point. 4-hour work.
はいはいはい。お金払うんじゃなくて、お金をそれで稼ぐようにすればいいっていう話ですよね。
Okay, and then you moved to the
after coming back to Japan from London, I had a position in Pfizer.
Pfizer.
One of the biggest pharmaceutical companies as a manager. And I was in charge of a variety of projects and mainly development and recruiting. That's my 40s. And after that, I joined Siemens. Covering the responsibility of 16 companies in terms of recruiting and development.
Okay.
But that was a hard job.
Siemens で16社カバーしてたってどういうことですか?
Siemens had a group companies.
そういうことか。Wow.
But the job was too tough. By making business trip abroad, overseas, every month. So I thought, oh, I would be dying if I continued this life.
そんなに忙しかったわけですね。
It's true. When I lived in Singapore, 5 years, I had 3 business trips a month.
Ah.
And at the beginning, it's fun. You go to a hotel after 1 year.
私もなんかそれ聞いてて憧れますけど、楽しそう。No, no, it's not that.
No holiday, no vacation.
No vacation. 最初は楽しいけど、そのうち大変死にそうになる。
So you need to move on weekends.
ああ、そっか。じゃあ休みがないんですね。
Okay, so then you quit that and you decided to...
Start my own business.
Amazing. Yuko, why did you start your own business?
Yeah, there are two reasons. One reason is what I talked about right now. And the other is during working as a manager for many years,none of my colleagues or subordinates are positive about doing their business in English language.
Okay. They weren't positive?
No.
It was what, like a...
Oh, I can't do that. I cannot do that.
Okay.
When I ask them to give a presentation in English
wow.
at the senior board meeting, they reject it without trying. So I ask them, why can you tell you can't do that before trying it?
So you decided to start your own company and try to change that mentality.
Yeah, right.
Now, the reason we asked you in today...Yuko, is because we received some toyawases, some questions, inquiries from students about their careers in English. Can I read one out?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hello, Gaishike Urawaza Eigo.
Hello.
No, I'm reading it out.
なんだよ、これだってレターが来たから I'm saying hello.
Okay. I have a question.I love studying and using English, and I want to work overseas one day. I'm currently in graduate school in Japan. What do you recommend to achieve my goal? Should I try to apply for a job overseas, or apply for a job at Gaishike here, I assume being Japan, or do shushoku katado, job hunting, normally with a domestic company, which has foreign offices, and then try to move positions or even jobs after a few years,to get abroad. That was our inquiry. So, Yuko, tell me.
Yes.
This is what I replied.
You already replied?
Yeah, I had to.
ちょっと待って, BJ. You were not, you said you were not an expert.
I know,
an expert.
It came to Instagram, so I was worried they could see I've already read it. I didn't want to mushy, I didn't want to ignore it.
まあね、そっか。早く返信した方がいいって思って。返信しちゃったのね、BJ。
Yeah,
so what did you reply?
Okay, this is what I wrote. So I said, apply for a domestic job, skill up, and then look to move.
まずは国内の仕事を探して、まあだから日本企業に就職して、スキルアップしてから転職する。
And now my reasons are,firstly, many foreign companies in Japan don't have large-scale new graduate programs.
日本にある外資系企業はあんまり新卒そんな採用してない。
So it might be easier to join a Japanese company.
まあまあ日本企業はね何百人と採用するところあるから、そういったところに入る方が簡単なのでは。
And then, however, there is a demand for English-speaking mid-career people in Tokyo. I feel so. I thought that you know a mid-career move.
ミッドカリアだと英語の需要があると。
And then also, I was referencing my own career, which.Involved working for a domestic company in the UK and then being transferred here, which worked very nicely for me.
BJ の場合はまずは UK、あのイギリスの国内企業で働いて、そこからトランスファーしたんだよね。
Yeah. Yeah.
ということをインスタグラムでお返事した BJ。
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Kono-san, Yuko, was my advice correct?
I agree with you, BJ, to some extent.
Okay.
Because things have been changing.
Okay.
I'm sure to recommend this time
to
apply for the foreign company first. Because if you are smart or efficient with English proficiency, if you can speak and listen to English very well, you may have the chance to get promoted in your 20s.
Okay, so your advice would be, firstly, ignore BJ.
BJ の advice 違ったじゃん、BJ。
And
okay, sorry.
To some extent, that was a nice urawaza from Kono-san. But so ignore me and actually go in straight away to a gaishike.
For a company in Japan.
Right.
If
I would apply for the companies as a student now.
今だったら、Kono-san だったら日本にある外資系企業に新卒で入りますか？
And that's because you feel there's greater chance for progression.
Right. Progression or promotion.
Okay.
外資系企業, like when you say like foreign companies, like we have なんかマッキンゼみたいなとかコンサルティング会社とか金融、証券会社とかあるけども、あの外資系のメーカーもあるじゃないですか。
And advertising agencies.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But なんか日本にある外資系のメーカーと、またその外資系のいわゆるコンサルティング会社とかってまたちょっと種類違うじゃないですか。
So, finance industry and consultancies are rough in culture.
Rough? Rough なんだ。おお。
Very strict.
まあそうですよね。
And hard for the newly graduate people.
ゆうこさんがおすすめするのは、いわゆるそういった…
Maybe the manufacturers or…
そういった外資系メーカーとか外資系の製薬会社とかのおすすめする。あ、そちらおすすめされるんですね。
そうなんです。
I see, I see.
And so if you say that gaishike, those companies have good chances for promotion progression,
yes.
Are you also saying that in a domestic company, those opportunities may not exist?
Ah, right. If you join the domestic company as a new graduate, you need to wait until you turn 30 or so. Because there seems to be still they still have a seniority culture.
Okay.
そうですね。20代で昇進するか30代で昇進するか。
And changing the topic slightly, when you were working in HR, did you see any differences between foreigners and Japanese people in terms of interviewing?
Not in the interviewed.
Okay.
But I have some problems after they joined the company. Because most of the Japanese people, employees, stick to their career in the same company once they get the job.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they have a more casual attitude compared to Japanese employees.
Okay.
Which is, you think, good or not good?
I maybe do the same way as the foreigner.
Oh, なるほど。
Because life is mine.
いや、それはそう。いや、本当そうですよね。自分の人生なんだから、別に、ね、都合によってはやめたって、別にもっと、そんなずっと一生ここにしがみつかなきゃっていうマインドじゃなくても大丈夫なんですよね。
でもね、as a recruiter, I had a problem.
まあそうですよ。リクルートする側としてはね、困りますよね。
It pays. We need a lot of money to train them right after their commencement.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you leave the company within 5 years, that can't pay.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay. You don't recoup your investment.
Recruiting is investment.
Yeah.
So it doesn't pay if they leave very early.
Okay.Kono-san, Kono-san, we always like to teach our listeners a really good phrase or an urawaza. So can we ask you for a phrase related to recruiting, HR, or interviewing that you think would be good for our listeners to learn?
So, ちょっと Kono-san から人事周りとか、あとジョブインタビュー、面接とかで使える英語の urawaza フレーズ。これ覚えておくといいよっていうフレーズを教えていただけますか？
はい、喜んで
お願いします。
The good phrase is, can I ask you some questions about the company?
Can I ask you some questions about the company?
御社について質問よろしいでしょうか？
By waiting until the interviewer finished talking. So you need to wait.
You need to wait. So you wait and then you ask the question.
Right.
それは面接の終盤まで待たなきゃいけないってことですか?
I think it's better to wait.
あ、そうなんですね。
Because the statistics I saw two days ago on the TV, more than 80% of the companies that recruit new graduate put the first priority in communication skills. And the skill includes not only talking, speaking, but The important thing is listening to other people. That's active listening.
Do you know what? We had that very same phrase with another guest, Shumatsu Post, who is the community director at WeWork, and he said an important skill he looks for is active listening.
Active speaking じゃないんですね。その8割以上の会社がやっぱりコミュニケーション能力を重視する時代で、まあ、コミュニケーションっていうとすぐにこう積極的に話さなきゃってつい考えがちですけど、そうじゃないと。もちろん話すのも大事だけど、それよりもちゃんと聞くことっていうことの方が大事なんですね。
And the stats data tells, most of the companies put the first priority on the listening skills listening or skills. communication skills.
Yes.
For almost a more than 16 consecutive years in Japan.
So the phrase itself is, can I ask a few questions about your company, or would you mind me asking a few questions about your company? In terms of English, that's very simple. But the urawaza isn't the phrase, it's the timing.
いや本当そうですね、okay. このフレーズを覚えるのももちろん大事ですけども、このフレーズそのものよりもタイミングが大事よね。まず相手の話をよく聞いて、後からこのフレーズを言うのであれば言うっていうタイミングが大事。
And also that phrase in itself works. Like you can obviously say, may I ask a few questions about Siemens? But actually it sounds almost more natural to say your company or the company. May I ask a few questions aboutYour company is a very natural way to speak.
そうなんだ。Yeah. 相手の名前の、相手の会社の名前を出すんじゃなくて、Your company って言った方が natural.
Natural, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say it's more natural. Could I ask you a question as well? Because I think sometimes in interviews, if you wait too long, at the end of the interview, the interviewer will say something like, So, do you have any questions?
最後聞かれますよね。
If you wait that long, that's too late.
Too late, why?
Because I think when you actually get the right timing, you wait to the end, but then you bring it up yourself. Not only are you showing active listening skills, by taking that action yourself, you're showing proactivity, curiosity. Like if you wait for them to ask you, then it just seems like, oh, you're only doing it because I asked.
Ah, during the interview, if it's group interview, that's a very normal way.
Yeah.
You can show your attitude to be able to listening to other people while other candidate answering questions.
Okay.
That's very important. If you look up the ceiling and think about yourself only, interviewer can tell she or she's not interested in other people. And that's the problem to pass the first level of screening.
Oh, wow. How should I stay? Like, pretend like, not pretend だけど、pretend じゃないけども、やっぱり、
そうよ。
一緒に受けてる人の話も、顔を向けたりした方がいいですか？
顔を少し向けて、うなずいたりしちゃったりして。
うなずいたりしなきゃいけない。
そうそう。
ぼーっと天井見てちゃダメだって、BJ。
Yeah, can I say, I'm a stand-up comedian, Terumi is a comedian as well.Don't you feel sometimes when you do these shows and there's lots of comedians and maybe you've heard the jokes before?
Yeah.
It's important to also actively listen then as well. Because I'm talking to Ruben now. Do you find it's really annoying when one of the other comedians isn't listening to what's going on? And like they're on their phone. You know, even if you're just laughing...
あまあね、その一緒に出る芸人の他のネタもちゃんと見とくべきだよね。
Yeah,
yeah, I totally understand.
But some people don't. Some people are like on their phone. if you're nervous, it's understandable.
わかるわかる。もうね、ライブ行ったら人のネタも見て勉強したりとか、まあまあさっきもだってね、your jokes can like double, right? So なんか、
yeah, you can
前に出たやつを you can pick that up and you can
use it
again.
Or the worst, sometimes in a show, Yuko-san.People in stand-up comedy, you talk to the audience. So you might say, oh, where you're from? And you say, and the person will answer, oh, I'm from Germany. And then you can be funny, that's good. And then the next comedian comes up, hasn't been listening, and asks the same question. And like they say, oh, where are you from? And they're like, well, I told you before, I'm from Germany. So active listening always is a very important skill.
Even in a comedy house,
And I'm the MC and the organizer, and I look at the behavior of people as well. And if you're not listening, you're not getting involved, sometimes I fire them.
Yeah, BJ, 怖い。やだ、主催者の BJ さんに首切られちゃう、怖い。So you have to really listen.
Yeah.
You have to behave.
Behave.
Behave well.
Yeah. What kind of questions could you ask about a company?
I would ask the possibility to be transferred overseas in near future.
You think?
No, after some years.
After some years. That's a good phrase, actually. It gives it, it's nice and vague.
Yeah. Not too direct.
Not too direct. Oh. What are the opportunities to be transferred abroad to another office in a few years?
Mm-hmm. And very polite way in Japanese.
Yeah.
In a few years. Mm-hmm. 先ほどの質問された方って、the person who gave us this inquiry, they, he or she wants to work overseas someday, right?
Yeah.
外資系のメーカーだと、あの新卒で入って海外で働けるチャンスっていうのは結構あるっていうことでいいんですか？
Not right after their commencement, but after some years.
あ、なるほど。
They accumulated skills and knowledge and skills to deal with the people with different culture.
で、20代のうちに海外で働けるチャンスは大き
い。あると思います。なるほど。今はね、things has been changing.
Thank you so much for coming, Yuko. Where can our listeners find your website?
Maybe they can access my blog.
Blog, okay.
Yuko-san.com.
Yuko-san.
San is number three.
Ah, Yuko-san, three, okay.
Yuko is spelled Y-U-K-O 3.com.
Y-U-K-O 3.com. And also, you've got two books that you've released. One is very much about TOEIC, I believe. But the other one really was interesting to me. And I think it's called Shigoto no Eigo Hanasu.
Imasugu Hanasu Tame no 123.
123.
From Subarusha.
From Subarusha.
Wow. 123 no nan desu ka?
Tips.
Wow.
Tips for learning practical English for business.
That's what
you've got 123.
Yeah. Especially for the hectic business person.
For the hectic
business. We need 100 more tips.
100 more tips, yeah.
外資系裏技英語もそこにたどり着くまでにあと100いりますね。
Okay.
123, that's a lot. Wow.
And that can be found, I guess, in all bookstores and also on Amazon.
You can have them on Amazon. Okay. It's the most convenient way.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for coming today, Kono-san, Yuko. I found it very interesting. I just want to take this moment to apologize to the listener who I gave the bad information to.
No, you didn't.
I kind of did. I told him to join.
Sorry, yeah, you did. ちょっと訂正のメッセージを送らなきゃいけないんじゃないの? You have to send a message again.
Yeah.
To ask him or her to ignore your previous message.
Yeah.
まあでもね、何が、there's no bit...absolute answers in this world.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And thank you so much for having me here today. It's my first podcast.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully in the future you can come again. I'm sure we're going to get some more.
I'm more than happy to.
Thank you very much, Yuko.
Yeah, Yuko-san, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you
very much.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Rate and review us on the podcast store. And also, if you want to practice English, download Cambly and use the code URAWAZA in kanji.
今日も外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってどうもありがとうございました。SNS では @裏技英語で Twitter、Instagram やっておりますのでぜひフォローしてください。そしてポッドキャストのアプリでも評価とコメントの方をしていただけたら嬉しいです。星5つだと嬉しいななんつって。そしてですね、Cambly というねネイティブの英語教師といつでもオンラインで英会話レッスンができるというアプリもダウンロードしていただいて、漢字2文字で裏技と入力すると15分間の無料レッスンが受けられるので、そちらもぜひ試してみてください。
And if you like the show, tell a colleague.